With only Ward 1 count. Sandra Hollingsworth opposed. City Council approved a total levy increase of 4.07% on Monday night. I'm disappointed in such a high amount, Hollingsworth said. This upcoming year, there is a threat of inflation. We're starting to see inflation increase. We know that food prices have increased in our grocery stores in Sault Ste. Marie and all across Canada. The day-to-day living expenses are on the increase. Having said that, we in the city have done a very good job in controlling our portion. But I'm very disappointed that other boards have not gone back to try to work their numbers like the police board. Hollingsworth praised the local police services board, however, for reducing its budget at the city's request. I just want to say to the police board, I'm happy you came back with reduced numbers. It's proof that boards can go back to their group and they can re-look at their budget and can find some savings. This is a good example where a particular board understands that they do impact the levy. I'm glad that they worked through their budget once again. And I hope in the future that potentially other boards may follow suit. Or, as council, we may nudge other boards to re-look and review the numbers, Hollingsworth said. Even with frugality from the city and police, this year's levy increase may hit ratepayers hard. This is the highest total levy, which includes the city share as well as the local and levy share over the last 5 years, said Shelley Skell, the city's chief financial officer and city treasurer. The city share has been decreasing since 2019. So in 2019, the city share was 2.55%. In 2022, council had approved in December 1.35%. Each year in between, it decreased, Skell said. Unfortunately, the local and levy boards has gone in the opposite direction. In 2019, it was 0.99%. In 2022, it's 2.72%. Councillors voted in favor of a request from Ward 2 Count. Lisa Vezeau-Allen to consider providing administrative help to Sault Ste. Marie Police Service to further reduce the police budget. Ward 5 Count. Corey Gardy was chosen to replace Mayor Christian Provenzano as the city's representative on the Puck Water Board until December 31, 2022. Ward 3 Count. Matthew Shoemaker will replace the mayor on the Police Services Board over the same period. As Sue Today reported on Sunday, Mayor Provenzano is not seeking a third term and is beginning his exit from municipal politics.